Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. One of our listeners, Will, is on the verge of retirement but doesn't have money to retire. Wants to work. So we asked, what do I think about Uber and Lyft driving? So I've never done it. I love the concept, the business model. I think somebody being incentivized to work and make money, but if you don't feel like working, you don't make money, is, I think it works for a lot of people. I'm not saying Uber and Lyft per se, but the idea of, look, if you need money, then you get out of bed, you log in, and you work. If you have things to do, a kid, let's say you got to drop a kid off, I don't know, at sports or whatever, then you log off, and you're on your own time. And that flexibility is really cool. I do that with telemedicine. I wake up. I immediately see patients. But if I have to go to the studio for my show, or if I have to take my son out to birthday dinner, I log off. I set my own schedule. When the dog, our dog is having surgery right now, my little Uzi Tushy. And that's going to cost about $5,000 because we don't have pet insurance. Well, I'm going to then all weekend long be working. I need to make up a lot of extra money to cover that. And so that idea that anybody can log on and then go and make money is pretty damn cool. And I am very grateful for some of these companies having that sort of work available, which ended up given the rise of that happened with the Great Recession. They say the Great Recession ended in 2009. I don't know what the hell they're talking about. The recession extended way until 2015 with job loss, difficulty finding jobs, a bad economy. So people were able to feed their families by using their own automobile and taking people around. Now, from a safety perspective, I don't know how you guys do it. Letting a perfect stranger into your car that could hurt you. It is frightening. You know? And look at how we're now getting into cars of strangers. That one girl who was killed because she just randomly got into somebody's car thinking it was an Uber. And then he took her and unfortunately did some horrible things and killed her. So, yes, it's not perfect. There's crime. You're taking matters into your own hands. Another thing that I've talked to a lot of people that Uber and Lyft is in Vegas, because I live in Vegas, is they'll damage your car. They'll throw up in it. They're so drunk, you can't tell that they're drunk. I mean, I think you could turn them away if you have to, but they get into your car and they vomit. Or they stink it up or something. And so these are things you need to kind of think about. So one of you had asked also, how much do they make? Well, it depends on who you're getting the figures from. Uber and Lyft says each driver could earn about $35, $36 an hour. Now, a $35 an hour job is fantastic, but are they taking into account, if you're logging in and you are waiting, right, is that having active rides? How many rides can you do in an hour? Or are you logging in and waiting, and then in an eight-hour day, you may only have five rides? Then that might really limit how much you're actually making. Not to mention, what are the expenses on your car? What about your gas? What about the maintenance? You know, so there's the tips are obviously an issue. You know, some people think that it's within. No, you have to tip on top of that. And they want at least 20%. I don't blame them. Right now, everything's 20%, but you might have a short ride. If it's like a $10, you still have to give at least $2. I'd say always do 20%. But you have many people that don't. They pay for it, and then they don't hit the button. And so these tips, you know, make... And I wait at tables. I get that. You have somebody who tips you and doesn't tip you, that's a problem. Now, it rarely happened because I was really, really good. And I knew how to make people happy. But you had some idiots. They didn't like the price of the food, so they take it out on you. So, you know, if you have a car that's pretty easy to take care of, and you feel like you're safe, and you do it in a safe area, I'm hearing, like, with Uber Eats and things like that, there's a lot of things you could do. If you're relying on tips, you know, understand that that's going to be very volatile. And so when you're trying to make a decision, but if you're just trying to make some extra money, and it's all cream, I think it is fantastic. I just don't know if that would be a job I would do full time. Now, if you're in a busy area, you know, and you're in, and it's going to be a busy weekend, you know, like convention or games, you could do a lot. You can make a lot of money. You know, and but you got to take a lot of things into account. So I'm hearing on average, some people may only make 9 to 12 an hour, some 23 to 28 an hour. And so, you know, you got to think of, is it worth it? The safety, the... now, some states are looking at minimum wage, where they want to make sure that you are getting paid while you are online waiting for a gig. That's going to be a little tricky, because if you don't pick up a gig and you're just collecting the minimum wage, just keeping your phone on, these companies might not keep you. So I'm not exactly sure how that's going to work, as these companies are being told to pay you a baseline. But, you know, I don't know. So I like the concept, and I think the jobs... Where, like sales, you want to make more money, you sell more. The problem with those jobs is they make it look so easy to sell, and then when you don't, you could go broke. So, let me know, guys. Are you liking working at Uber, Lyft? Does that make you the money you need? 1-877-DOCTELLY. Don't go away. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCGALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we have some breaking news. We finally have a House Speaker. After 22 days, and my posting online, I'm going to take some credit for this, I posted online that we should cut everybody's pay, we should suspend the pay of Congress until they get a speaker. Boy, could they turn it around. And they have elected a speaker that won, I believe, unanimous support. This comes after 22 days and 13 failed candidates, 4 nominees and 4 floor votes. But I believe the vote was 220 to 209. I forget how many Democrats are in. I think it was 220 to 209. And so he won. This is Representative Mike Johnson from Louisiana, unanimously selected by his party to take the gavel, and he won all 220 Republican votes on the floor. He's a father of 4. He's 51 years old, and good for him. How much experience does he have? I don't know. He served as vice chair of the House GOP conference, is backed by Trump. He needed at least 215 out of the 220 present Republicans to vote for him. Got unanimous support. All 209 present Democrats voted for Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries. And Johnson was the fourth Republican nominee for this job in 3 weeks. And he's pretty lucky to get that. Now he is third in line to the presidency. God forbid anything happens. But he, 51 years old, maybe he'll do a good job. I don't know much about him, but it sounds like he's liked a lot by the GOP. Obviously, the Democrats would love Hakeem Jeffries to take over. But he is the first Republican speaker to get every single vote in his party. The last time this happened was John Boehner back in 2011. And since then, like with McCarthy being voted out, you know, and we needed unanimous in terms of the Congress because we can't every week be going through this where somebody says, you know what, let's combine with Democrats and oust the speaker. So we needed all sides of the Republican Party to be happy so that we could move forward. So now the House of Representatives will finally, after 22 days, conduct regular business. I don't know when they are going on vacation. I know they have less than a month until there's a potential government shutdown. We also have the Israeli-Hamas war, all the other stuff that's been going on. And so they've got to get back to business. He was nominated last night, just voted in. So we'll see what happens. Hopefully they'll get some stuff done. Because that's what we're paying for. And, you know, this we'll see what happens. But the lesson we learned with this is Democrats and Republicans can work together to cause chaos in the House. And if a Republican doesn't like another Republican, they could very easily get the support of Democrats. And so what's fascinating about this is you guys might know more about how conservative somebody is versus not. I don't really follow everybody's voting records because I have to do all the other news. But I wonder if the Democrats shot themselves in the foot in that if McCarthy was more moderate and the eight that helped oust him wanted somebody more conservative, did the Democrats shoot themselves in the foot now having a more conservative speaker? Should they have told the eight no? Or did they want to go for the short-term chaos to make it look, you know, make the Republicans look bad? But in retrospect, you know, if Mike Johnson is, you know, a unity candidate and you know, does what all sides, including the very conservative GOP, want, did the Democrats just shoot themselves in the foot, ousting McCarthy? And so what I want for the future is there not to be chaos. I don't like chaos. I understand if somebody has to go, somebody has to go. Somebody commits a crime, if somebody's unethical. I don't know if McCarthy did a good job or not. I know he wasn't very popular. But this isn't supposed to be a popularity contest. I just don't want every week people going, you know what, let's get him out again. Let's get them out again. Keep in mind that you could get somebody that's even more conservative than before. And so maybe it wouldn't be in the best interest of everybody to, you know, vote a speaker out. So we'll see what happened with this. I'll keep you posted. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a trend that I've been hearing about are people giving their dogs gummies of marijuana. And I don't know how safe that is, especially since we have in humans cannabis-induced psychosis and or marijuana-induced psychosis. Well, we're being told that a woman was mauled by her pet Rottweiler after she fed it a THC gummy. The pet owner from Gaylord, Michigan, was left covered in extreme amounts of blood when Blau, not Blue, but Blau, ate a cannabis gummy ripped off her toilet seat on October 5th. Blau is 3 years old, is an 82-pound Rottweiler, and attacked her, and then stampeded through the house when the woman locked herself in the bedroom. The dog has been now euthanized. She had to be airlifted to the hospital because of the wounds. The victim's father told responding officers that she was going through a bad divorce and the dog was very stressed. As a result, he had bought the dog some gummies in a bid to mellow him out. Wow. Animal control workers rushed to the home, found the Rottweiler standing by a window roaming the property. The dog was subdued, was able to be caged by officers using a catch pole, and then went to the shelter and then apparently euthanized. There was a bunch of blood in the living room, blood on the floor and walls. Victim was lying face up on the bed covered in blood. She was unable to stand up after the dog attacked her. She could have died. EMS airlifted her to Traverse City, 60 miles away. The victim's sister said the woman had almost lost her right arm, not much left of her arm between her shoulder and elbow. Now, at first, the estranged husband asked if he could rehabilitate the dog, but then he changed his mind and then asked if he could shoot the dog himself. Now, the woman has been released from the hospital. She did sign a euthanasia form to kill the dog humanely rather than the ex-husband shooting it. But, I've seen people try to calm down their dogs, and Rottweilers and pit bulls have some, even German Shepherds can have a violent streak. Dalmatians, I believe, also could. Malamutes, Huskies, sometimes they can. I think all dogs have the ability to. I have a Bichon. It was funny because we were hanging out with some friends who had pit bulls and stuff. And, one of the pit bulls, just so sweet, was looking at the dog like, what are you? I've never seen a dog so confused. And I had to explain to the dog that, you know, who they were looking at was our dog. And it was a species of dog. And they were like, no, that can't be. It's a dog. Other dogs get very confused when they see my dog. But I don't think it's a good idea to give our animals marijuana. And I understand that a lot of people do, because they think it calms it down. But keep in mind, these gummies are not always regulated. So you might think you're only getting a certain percentage of THC, the psychedelic component of it, versus the cannabidiol. And so sometimes with these animals, they might actually get you might get giggly with a gummy, or you might get sleepy. But if an animal gets paranoid, and sometimes these gummies can make you paranoid, they could act like that. And so, I love having dogs. I love dogs of all breeds. And many people call for not having Rottweilers and Pitbulls as pets. I think they could provide protection for the home. They could be very, very loving. But it's the unpredictability that's a problem. And marijuana and drugs cause unpredictability. There was a woman who found a little innocent doe-eyed little deer. She found a little deer, a baby deer that was orphaned, I think, from some hunters. So took the deer in to raise it. And she used it in, I think, a garage of her barn. And she kept the deer there. And the deer grew to adulthood, loved the owner, but one day the owner opened up the doors and got charged by the deer and killed. And so, again, it's the unpredictability. These are animals. We think we have them trained. We think, they love us. They might not necessarily want to hurt you, but they might not be able to control themselves. Marijuana can do that. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLY.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. Louisiana Representative Mike Johnson, the new Republican nominee for Speaker of the House. He became the party's latest nominee last night after three rounds of voting behind closed doors. A vote to try and confirm Johnson expected today at noon Eastern. Israel continues air operations into the Gaza Strip, hunting Hamas terrorists. There's no sign of letup in the bombardment, as the U.S. is asking Israel to let more humanitarian aid into Gaza. Presidential candidate Donald Trump will be in court today to hear what his accuser is saying. The off-duty Alaska Airlines pilot, who's accused of trying to shut down the engines on a Horizon Airlines flight, has been charged in a Portland courtroom. Joseph Emerson faces over 160 charges, including 83 counts of attempted murder. Corey Myers, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so one of you had asked, how do I get one of these jobs at home? I'm in a field where I always work on my feet and in person. Okay, well, there are a lot of jobs that you could work from at home. Some of you are noticing, and this is also another note I've gotten, which we've talked about on the show, is when you're applying for jobs or side gigs, you're probably getting a job notification from Indeed or LinkedIn, or ZipRecruiter or one of these. You apply, you get turned down, but you don't hear back. And I'm telling you right now, for those of you that have said you never get any job, don't quit, don't give up. The average person is telling me they're not getting any of these jobs. Okay? I have for poops and giggles, just to see what the process is like. Put it out there. And no, no. And so there's a few reasons why I've told you this, that some of these jobs are being posted. It's because they want to hire from within. But there's rules and regulations about nepotism and things like that. So they have to look like they did an open candidacy. And they allowed external and internal applicants and then chose the best. So many of these are just lip service. They have no intention of giving you the vice president job or giving you the sales agent job or whatever. But they have to look at the ad, you know, they have to show that they did put that out there externally. Number two is there are a lot of now unspoken rules about how diverse they need the pool to be. And so if they see that you're a male, they may be like, you know what, maybe what we'll do is we'll skip and pick the female. You know, I don't want to accuse everybody of doing that per se, but it is something that unfortunately we've been picking up on. And, you know, and that too, if they are looking at, you know, and you're not supposed to be judging somebody by their diverseness, you know, but people are, they're doing it. In fact, some individuals have said they didn't get a job because of their diversity. There are people saying that they've actually had to change their name because they didn't want, like, let's say their name was Jesus. They didn't want somebody, let's say the employer found might not hire them because maybe they've qualified already enough people of Latino descent. And so some individuals are trying to be as neutral as possible on these applications so they're not discriminated against. And that's all. So what I'm saying is if you don't get a job, it's not that you're not qualified per se all the time. Now, could that be it? Is it that you're not qualified? Let's look at some of your guys' resumes. Have you had 5 jobs in the last year? Have you had 20 different jobs in the last 5 years? That's going to be a red flag. And it's a little tricky because the younger generations are saying, look, if you're at one company for 20 years, people don't want you. They're not wrong about that. If you have been at one company for 20 years, a baby boomer Gen X might be like, damn, that's pretty impressive. But somebody else might be like, well, wait a second. You've done the same job. Do you understand social media? Do you understand now the changes in terms of political correctness? Do you understand the new softwares, the new computer systems? And then if you do have just a one-job resume, you want to say, look, this is what I've done, and bullet it. Don't put it in paragraph form. Nobody will read the paragraph. If they want to know that you've used Python for coding, or you know how to do Excel, or you know how to do PowerPoint presentations, bullet those suckers. Because some of them may just be looking at, oh, there's only one job, or there's 20 jobs. Then what you also need to do is, depending on the job you want, don't upload the same resume to all these different jobs. You need to kind of tweak your resume based on the job. So if let's say you are applying for a rental car position in a rental car company. Now I used to work for a budget rental car. And I understand a lot about the rental car industry. Okay? They want to know, one, that you're not going to call out. They're going to want to know that, two, you understand the industry. You understand the needs. They're always going to ask you, why do you want to work for this rental car company? Whether it's enterprise, whatever. You know, say the rental car company, you know, is a dynamic one and is actually rebounding since the COVID lockdowns to a degree where people would rather have their own vehicle than use ride shares. And I want to be on the cusp of the industry re-exploding or something like that. Don't over BS, but you want to show that you understand the dynamics of that industry. And that, you know, you want to be a part of that because you want growth. I am looking for a place where I could grow and be there long term, and I want to advance. If you don't get the job because you wrote you want to grow and advance, then that means you would have never advanced at that job. Fine. Teach your own. You don't need that jump. But if they know that you want to grow and you want to become a team player and then one of their future leaders, they might want you. Now, many times during an interview, they're going to ask, why did you leave your other job? Do not smack talk, right? The other job. You need to be very careful with that. Even if they're toxic, even if they fired you because they were jealous of you, even if they're, you know, and so depending on why you were let go, you know, you could say, you know, there were financial reasons. They had to, you know, I have a great relationship with people there. And I understand, you know, profits drop. You could always blame profits, things like that. You know, but they're going to ask, you know, would like to talk to your references. And if you don't list any references at that other boss, then they think you're going to hide something. You know, and so, you know, you could say, look, you know, there was, an issue and I wanted us to do it right. And there was kind of this culture of, you know, nobody say anything and I didn't want to be a part of the wrong. And so when I, you know, brought up to my boss that, you know, there were some things going on that weren't ethical or somebody was stealing, I'm not trying to be a goody two shoes or, the Boy Scout of the whole company, but I felt I would be doing wrong. You know, condoning it, and I didn't want to be a part of the problem. And they didn't like that. You could be honest. But if it's because you slept with somebody there, no. I wouldn't probably bring that up. Again, what you need to do with any sort of job is make sure that your resume and your interview has what they need. You know, maybe if you fear that they're not going to want you because you want remote. I mean, if you only want remote, then, and that's all you could do, you might as well be honest up front. If they don't want you, they don't want you. But if you're like, I actually don't mind working, coming in, put that on there. Willing to work on site. You're not necessarily committing to all 40 hours on site, but say willing to work on site, I bet that's going to help put you to the top of the pile. You know, they'll always ask you, have your own transportation. I always thought that was a funny question. None of your business who's taking me, but I guess because people call out saying they don't have a ride. So when somebody's like, oh yeah, transportation is fine. I have the bus schedule. I have Uber. I'm good. I will always make it to work. All right. That's a good answer. So, you know, you will be asked on some of these applications, you know, about your gender and things like that. You could say, I do not wish to answer. I always answer because I don't want people to think that I'm against, you know, any gender per se. If you don't feel like answering, you technically don't have to. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. It's frightening to see how torn Americans are and split with what happened after Hamas attacked Israel. And I am not surprised by anti-Semitism. We've always known it to be there, and people might just keep it quiet. You know, when people say there's no racism, there is racism. I don't want to feel our country is a racist country. I don't think our country is racist, but I do think we have individuals who hate others, as hate is a part of their makeup. And you can have a degree of hate that's not hurtful, you know, such as a Dallas Cowboy fan disliking an Eagles fan, although I don't dislike Eagles fans because I made a lot of money, you know, on the Eagles, right, in the past couple of years. But people want to, be a part of a cause and dislike the other side. But what's happening with people's hatred towards Israel is causing the war to go on longer and could unfortunately cause the death of many more innocent civilians on all sides. And it could draw us into a world conflict. And when people say, oh, no, 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 nobody's advocating for anti-Semitism, nobody's advocating, nobody's pushing students to do this, we're being told now that there is a professor at UC Berkeley that offered her students extra credit to go to the pro-Palestinian protests and lobby Congress about Gaza. A PhD student said students could get extra credit if they send her proof that they went to the pro-Palestinian protest and if they showed that they went to the government or Congress to protest what's going on in Gaza. Now, the university said they remedied that, and that, but it was, you know, it was sent by Dr. Victoria Hune. And so, Hune is a PhD student in the Department of Ethics Studies. She did not respond to Insider as reporting this request for comment. But, I mean, here's the thing. You know, I hate seeing people fight and divide on some things that should be common sense. Right? But I understand that the situation is a lot more complex. So, and I understand that people might want to fight no matter what. When the New York Times didn't, I don't think, retract fully some of the misinformation on the Gaza hospital attack, when we saw videos and even American Pentagon officials said, look, it looks like it was, you know, a friendly fire that sadly hit their own building, as opposed to Israel firing on a hospital. Everybody was quick to blame Israel. And there are people who still believe that. So they think they are fighting for Israel, indiscriminately killing innocent people. And so we have a lot of misinformation out there. I don't want anybody innocent dying. But this is going to be a mess, because we have hostages, including American hostages, still in Gaza. Israel wants to get them out. They're buried, they're hidden, and my guess is they're going to first take out cells. They're going to try to capture some of the individuals who would know where the hostages are, get them to talk, and get those hostages once they can figure out how to eliminate the enemy from stopping them from getting them in. And unfortunately, it's bloody. I don't know how many civilians in Israel or Gaza the death toll is now, but we hear it's still rising. And, of course, this would have never started if Hamas didn't attack Israel, kill hundreds of people, rape, behead, murder, and now we're in this conflict. And so when you have teachers take university students, and this is something that we really need to talk about. Universities, there's a power that teachers have. And I felt that power, and I was afraid of it. I did not want to do what I saw other people do, where they abuse that power. But when you have hundreds of people looking up to you, saying whatever you need, we're here for you, and they bond with you, and they're like, give us an order, tell us what you want. I mean, I had students ask me, you need to move, you're moving offices, let us help, we're there for you. I mean, very cool. But I was kind of friends with my students. I said no, I never made any of them do any of that, but the fact that they offered was like, wow. And students are coming up to me saying, what can we do? You do a lot of community service. Put us, recruit us. Put us down for whatever you need, we'll do it. And I'm like, look, you guys have studies, you have. But some of these teachers look at their students as they have an army. And they could wield that army. And they could use that to make, change. And the students' primary purpose is to learn, pass the class, and go on to the next class. And some of these students will do extracurricular, and I love doing community service and things like that. You know, you want to help me with Blood Donation Week, you want to help me with the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, American Cancer Society, that's great. We'll come up with projects. But when it gets political, that makes me a little nervous. And I get there's individuals saying, look, I believe in this. I want to bring back Roe v. Wade, or I want to keep Roe v. Wade out of the federal hands. You know, what do I do? Tell me what to do. And the teachers will advise. But when you turn class assignments into something political, where you're going to give a benefit to only those who take one side, which could harm them, because some of these, you know, if it's not taken the right way, people are going to look at you supporting what happened with Hamas and what they did to innocent individuals and Americans. You know, it was interesting. There was a Black Lives Matter walk protest, or Black Lives Matter walk in Las Vegas, and some of the reporters were going, and I was going to go with them. And I'm like, this is great. Let's go. Let's you know, cover it, see what's going on. This was before it got violent, and a cop got shot in the head. And for some reason, I don't know if I was working. Something happened where I couldn't go. But I watched the live feed from the reporter. And you saw somebody else start screaming, F America, F this, F. And I remember saying, and I remember the reporters were kind of like backing off a little bit because they didn't want to look like they were sharing that same message. You know, I don't know if we've ever taught kids how to go to these things. And then a car was starting to come up. And you could see the driver a little nervous because we saw videos of drivers getting pummeled. If they had an American flag or they were against what was the protest or the assembly. And so I saw in the video some of the drivers, you know, look a little nervous. So then they were like, yeah, yeah, we're with you, we're with you. And then people let them pass. And I saw some of the people in the apartments, people, they were walking, and as the individuals were walking on the street, they looked up, the protesters, they looked up to the people in the apartments. And then all of a sudden, the people in the apartments like, yeah, we're with you. And then the people looked down and went back. You almost sense this fear. And so if you're a student who's trying to make it in this world, and you really don't understand the whole, you know, Hamas attack and the politics between Israel and Palestine, and Gaza, and you get yourself on camera, you can't, you know, take that back. That's why I said early on, I go, students, you know, try to make sure you educate yourself on all sides of this, because you might be, unfortunately, and you hear people like, I'm not going to support these people who support Hamas. Some people don't even know what Hamas is. They're even pronouncing it Hamas. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family
family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.